Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisco.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike Zahn, Francesa on the Fan on this Monday, the 13th day of August. Another rainy day. I can't complain. The weather's been okay till the last couple of days. The weekend was awful. But what can you do? Raining today, obviously, as we're back and moving closer to a football season and deciding what's left of this baseball season, although there's not that much to be decided in the regular season, at least locally. A lot to get to, and was an interesting weekend. The most interesting event yesterday clearly was golf, and it's the last time you'll talk about golf till the Ryder Cup because golf has nothing left. Their four-week event is a joke. It's one of the worst ill-conceived playoff events ever structured, so it's worthless. The next time you'll care about golf will be September 28th when the Ryder Cup begins. But yesterday was a very good day for golf, and it's really for two reasons. One was the continued emergence of Brooks Koepka, who was quietly terrific when you consider that as he now registered his third major out of really nowhere. He's won four tournaments, won three majors. Now he's won two majors this year and he didn't play in one. So to do what he's done and to have registered three majors before the age of 30, this is extremely impressive. Right now, he's the best player in the world. He has moved to that level. And yesterday, he had to withstand a tremendous charge from Adam Scott, who could putt yesterday. Can't putt usually. That's usually the very big weakness in his game. But he was putting yesterday and at one point actually, you know, tied him for the lead. And he also had to withstand, for the first time, anybody in this generation has had to deal with a Sunday at a major with Tiger Woods on the move. And remember, it's very different now because the crowds now are completely cheering for Tiger. In the old days, they didn't. There was a good number that did, but not that they didn't all cheer for Tiger. Now they're all, he's become, you know, he's moved into that part of his career, the part of the career that after the fall, the people root for you to get back up and to make it back to the top. They've seen you now be human. They've seen you now fall from grace. They've seen you hit rock bottom. They've seen you exposed and beaten up, and now they look at him differently, and he acts a little differently. He's far friendlier. You see him on some holes, he'll even shake some hands. I mean, in the old days, he didn't even know they were there. He walked around in that trance. But yesterday, for the first time, you saw signs from Tiger Woods that have not been present since the incident that started all this. And no one to this day still knows what went on that night, but it doesn't matter. The bottom line is this. You yesterday saw him do two things that moved him very close to winning a major. Number one, you saw him go into that trance-like focus on the back nine where he's almost willing the ball into the hole. And yesterday you saw him overcome his one weakness. Tiger doesn't win in big spots anymore because Tiger can't keep the ball in the fairway off the tee. He didn't keep the ball in the fairway off the tee yesterday and still shot 64. That was one of the great 64s in history. As Nick Faldo put it, anybody else out there shoots 74 with that round. He scrambled. You know, that Seve at his best never scrambled better than that yesterday. Some of the shots he hit were mind-boggling considering where he was hitting them from. I mean, he was 1 point 0 for 8 hitting fairways, and he's making up ground. And he actually got to one stroke behind it, but it was just one too many errant tee shots that made him have to overcome deep rough, overcome this ball in this trap, this ball in this trap, and he could not do it. And remember this, Koepka stayed cool yesterday. This is a guy who is completely, he's physically dominant. Secondly, he keeps his cool. And he overcame the fact that he was having Tiger run at him and those crowds go wild. Adam Scott is playing partner, gets red hot. And he at one point misses three straight, very makeable, especially for him, makeable birdie putts. He missed all three in a row, overcame that, and still won comfortably to where he hit tee shots and approach shots that were utterly brilliant to allow him to score on the holes he had to score on down the stretch and really leave no drama going to the last hole. Once he had, all he had to do in the last hole was put his, after Scott missed the putt on 17, all he had to do was put his drive in the fairway. They were talking about him, don't hit drive. You got a two-stroke lead. He hit driver because that's what he does. He hits more driver than anybody. And he put it in the fairway and, you know, cruised home to another major. But while he did that, and while that was a tremendous story, he was not the story yesterday. I mean, he knew he wasn't going to get the headlines. He had to live with that yesterday. And I think he was fine with that because he understood it. He understood that there was another story out there that was so much bigger and was going to so much command everything. Every account of that tournament, every photographer, every headline, and that was going to be the reemergence of Tiger to play on this level, a final round 64, and doing it against the most adverse conditions created by his own inability to hit the ball straight off the tee. Remarkable, remarkable performance by Woods, one that shows he's this close, inches away from doing what he's wants to do so badly, and that is win another major. Whether or not he's going to pass Jack, hey, that's a long way off, probably too far off. But now, if you have been on the side of the fact that he would one day win another major, you move much closer yesterday because you saw some things from him that you had not seen. That laser focus, that ability to almost will the ball into the hole, and his ability to also overcome the one weakness that he has, and that is his errant driving, which has been with him for a very long time and doesn't seem like it's going anywhere. Whether he's too quick off the tee, whatever you want to analyze, you know, I'll let Costas and Faldo and those guys handle the swing. But what you saw was really special yesterday, and you saw it from a re-emerging Tiger Woods and from an emerging Brooks Koepka, who right now is the best player in the world. To me, pound for pound, the three best players in the world right now are Dustin Johnson, Spieth's in trouble. Justin Thomas, McIlroy's in trouble. And Brooks Koepka. Those are the three best players in the world. And right now, the most consistent of all of them is Koepka. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.